everybody, we're back again with another episode of Red, White, and Brown from Desi's Doll Life. And today we are reviewing two movies for you in this, what is this? This is the first episode for December. And we have maybe two more episodes left for the year and season to end. Oh my God, the year is ending. 2023 is ending. And my God, Antara, another year gone. Right?
Yeah.
2024 should be here. But let's get started. We have two movies. One was Ranbir Kapoor's movie called Animal. And very controversial, very gory. Oh my God. If violence triggers you, that wasn't the movie that you want to be watching. And then there was Vicky Kaushal's Sam Bahadur, directed by Meghna Gulzar. So let's get started with Animal, Ranbir Kapoor. Antara, what you got?
Okay, I'll be very frank with you. I could not sit through this movie. I had to walk out. I had to go out and puke. It's not just the violence, it was everything that was going on in this movie. It's deeply unsettling. It's psycho shit. I do not see the reason for anything that was happening. I'm sure the acting is incredible. People have been praising Ranbir. People have been praising Bobby. But it's just not my cup of tea. And I have a lot of opinions on it, on the topic and everything. And it's very personal. I don't know, can you separate the intention from the craft? That has always been an ongoing debate. When you talk about any sort of art or artist who is accused of doing something that should not be done. So, it's a very difficult debate to have, and I don't know if this is the platform to have it, but in my opinion, even the movie was not working for me. So if it was not even the people, I'm telling you, if it was not Ranbir Kapoor or other people, let's say I was watching it as a foreign language movie, I would still not be able to sit through it. And my distaste for it is not just because I've seen these actors before. It's just how they dealt with everything. And it didn't it's stomach churningly you for me, so no.
So you're right. It is a very gory movie. I get triggered with violence, so I can sit through it completely. But the story is this: Anil Kapoor plays Ranbir Kapoor's father, and Ranbir Kapoor's character Vijay has craved for his father's love and attention all his life. And because he doesn't get it, because his father's busy or whatever, he gets obsessive and violent. And when his dad is attacked, he seeks revenge and hunts down the conspirators and becomes completely obsessed with violence. So if you have to picture this, it's like the gory violence of Scarface or Godfather 100 times, but there's no psychological tension. Those movies are masterpieces because of the psychological tension that those movies drew. But here, it's very, it's just gory, massively gory, massively triggering. Without, it exhausts you because you're trying to find the reason for this psycho, but you can't. And it's just a very dysfunctional storytelling. It has also a runtime of 3 hours, 21 minutes, which, gosh, I can't sit through 1 hour of movie. Can you imagine sitting through 3 hours, 21 minutes of blood and gore? there's too much testosterone, there's too much misogyny
Yeah.
for anyone to be comfortable in the room, even though, you know, they're not projecting it to be the right thing, but the misogyny, the way it comes across on screen, it's terrible. It's terrible. This is the same guy, Sandeep Reddy Wanga, is the same guy who made Kabir Singh. He also
Okay,
made all of these.
I think it actually, see, the issue with a movie like this, as people have been comparing this to Taxi Driver. The problem with Sandeep Reddy Vanga's narrative is Ram Gopal Varma also used to make violent movies, gory movies. Even they used to be very difficult to sit through. But you know, they would not make me at any point like I would not want to throw up. So the problem is now we know the face of the director and his thought process, and we know what goes on in this guy's head because he's very open and vocal about it. And it's very disorienting to see a maniac like this person. He's not making a movie for telling a story for an art of it. Like, you know, I don't know who made Taxi Driver, I forgot, but I hope that who made Taxi Driver?
Oh, the Korean taxi driver, is it? Or the American taxi driver? There are two taxi drivers.
American one. American one.
The 1976 taxi driver.
Yeah, the one with De Niro.
Oh, Robert De Niro. Okay. It was made by Scorsese.
Yeah,
Martin
so
Scorsese.
I would, yeah, so I just hope that Martin Scorsese is not so twisted in his head. And this is very stupid. I
He's
know,
a neo-noir psychological filmmaker. Martin Scorsese is that. He doesn't make anything else that is non-psychological. What I found missing over here, there's a psycho, but there's no psychology.
yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there is no white character in this movie who can actually be the voice of reason among all this chaos and who can look at it and the audience can identify it and that person serves, like, you know, and that person can be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? What's wrong with this guy? You are basically forced to go through the motions with the protagonist, Ranbir Kapoor's character, and it's jarring because you're like the movie forces you to connect with this character, and you do not want to connect with this character. You want to see him as a show. You this is not something I want to connect. At least, like, there might be people who want to connect and probably glamorize this, but I personally do not want to be emotionally, mentally connected to this protagonist. I would rather have a side character who is sane and a voice of reason, who, you know, who's trying to either say the right things or he thinks the right things. You know, he might be powerless in this situation, but still, there should be some person with a little bit of sanity, you know, who says that, yo, dude, like, this is bullshit. He
There
might
was
get killed.
these 50 shades of gray element also added there to on top of the misogyny, where, you know, he woos Rashmika Mandanna's character, Gitanjali, and he tries to, you know, woo her, but the entire wooing process was so misogynist. Like, for example, he says to her stuff like, you know, she has childbearing hips, and you know, he whisks her away in his private jet, and some sub lovemaking, you know, stuff that he does, and you know, after he's done with her, he says stuff like, you didn't have to, you were lying, I was lying on top of you, you didn't have to do much, stuff like that, which is so rever it's disgusting if somebody were to say it to you in real life. And when he has affairs, he actually he's so misogynist and he's so overbearing that he thinks that she will forgive him, and he doesn't care much. It's like it's crazy.
I
It's just
understand, like,
disgusting at
you.
times. When I'll tell you something. I was working on a dating app some years back with another friend, and she's a dating expert. She used to run the Elle magazine's dating column for 22, 23 years. So we decided we'd do a dating app. And her whole idea for dating app, her concept was this, that they're girls like bad boys. And so she wanted to categorize the profiles of the guys as nice and bad. And she said, trust me, the girls will go for the bad guys. They don't like the nice guys. The bad guys will always win. And so yes, it's not only pop culture that has elevated the status of bad guys. It's also, people themselves, women themselves like bad guys better. So
Yeah, see, my whole problem with this is the lack of agency or motivation on the part of women to be anything more than a subservient sex slave to the man. There were three women in the movie. I guess all of them were treated as like sex objects. There was Rashmika, there was Tripti Dimri, and I think Bobby Deol's wife was also like, again, but they were all like used for like it was like a flesh trade. Like, see, Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, that movie is so screwed up in the head. You are like, what the fuck is Leo doing? There's nothing nice about that guy. He's cheating on his wife, and then he gets married to his affair partner, and then he's cheating on her with other people. But Margot Robbie, right? Damn, they look similar.
they do.
Not Margot Robbie. Not Margot Robbie. The other blonde woman. Other blonde woman. You know who I mean. They look the same to me.
it's
Today is
Margot
not my day.
Robbie,
I
yes.
couldn't even remember, like, Taxi Driver was directed by Scorsese, so.
So was Wolf of
But
Wall Street, by the way.
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But the other blonde woman who, like, Margot Robbie's doppelganger.
Oh, Ashley Blankenship.
Yeah.
Ashley Blankenship,
So,
right?
yeah. I am sorry, guys. This is me, my brain after being fried with the stupid shit. So, they are not just like there. Like, this woman
They're not
had the guts to stand
placeholders.
up to
They're not
him.
just placeholders.
Yeah, she stood up to his bullshit. She was like, yo, fuck off, like, you're not coming near me. She literally pushes him away. And then the first guy, Tracy, I call her Tracy because from How I Met Your Mother, I forgot her name, but the mother from How I Met Your Mother. I am not good with names today. But the first wife, she leaves him when she finds out he's having it. Like, they were not just there for
Placeholders.
like, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. You were going and having an affair with someone, just come back and yeah, come in my bed and we'll have. And just like, for they're not there just to give those racy dialogues to fans to like, cheer and whistle about like changing four paths. In the day, and like, yeah, calling yourself like, oh, and like, those were literally, that angle was inserted just to give those shit dialogues.
It is how Vanga thinks. His romanticism is around belittling women. And you've seen this in three movies now. His entire romantic proposition for his characters is belittling women. And there are
Yeah.
very problematic characters in this movie. Vijay is just one of them. Then there is Anil Kapoor's character. Then there's Bobby Deol's character. And between Bobby's great at this. You know, I have completely changed the way I
Yeah,
think about the guy after I
frankly,
watched that film.
you know, I'm telling you, I did not see his part, but then I actually watched clips of his acting, and I was like, why was he not introduced earlier in the movie? And I'll tell you, he comes across less obnoxious than Vijay. That
Does
is a guy I can watch, like
does
I said,
I
because
had
he is.
also I mean Bobby Deol is fabulous. If you haven't watched Ashram, it's on MX Player. It's a series that you should watch to really see the range of Bobby Deol. Bobby Deol's moved past his Gupta days. I mean, I was a huge
Yeah.
fan of him for Gupta.
Arena,
Oh my God,
no, but
whole
he's
world. He
back
had
in his
this little
jam. He was
Instagram
doing.
handle called Bobby Wood. Like, Bobby can do anything, bro.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. No.
he's amazing, but he has so little to do in the movie. Anil Kapoor has so
He
little
should,
to do in
like.
the movie. It's just Mandana, Rashmika Mandana, her Hindi, I couldn't understand her Hindi. Sorry, but they should have dubbed it with another character. I mean, they should have gone to a
It's not
voice
just
actor to redo it.
no, she is horrible in her, no, whatever language she's speaking, she's horrible in her diction. Like, that's a common criticism that she has been getting for, I think, now for a while now. People, like, literally are like, why do you give her dialogues? So
Having
she
said
can't
that,
speak.
Animal is in theaters, and if you are a fan of Blood and
Yeah,
Guts,
it has a very diverse, like, it's a very decisive, divisive. I'm sorry.
disambiguous, and extremely
Yeah, it fries your brain.
it fries your
So
brain. But having
you
said that,
either
you have to
love
give it
it
up.
or you either hate it.
Hate it, but you have to give it up for Ranbir Kapoor because Ranbir Kapoor does a good job with the character. He is probably one of the finest actors of our times, and he shows it. He is a good actor. We have to give it to him.
Yeah.
However he
Why not have him killed? Like, why can't he just die in the end so people know
yeah
that
also
you
and
do
the
shit
whole
like
that
this and
fight
you die?
sequence between him and Bobby Deol was really, it was like, a Greek fight. It was like two warriors in a dome, and oh gosh. But
Yeah.
having said that, the entire film could just have been a conversation. I mean, the father could have spoken to dad, dad could have, the son could have. I mean, it didn't
I
have to
saw,
be
like, I
psycho
think
on so many
Atul Khatri.
level, but the psycho is
Yeah.
not supposed by the is not supported supported by anything in psychology. So I guess
Yeah.
here
It's
we are.
just like his, it's just like suddenly Pretty Vanga's wet dream on screen.
It's a wet dream. That's right. That's right. Well, Animal is in
Yeah.
theaters, and we don't highly recommend it unless you have love for blood and gore. So go watch it, and the background score and music. Well, go watch it. You'll know. But moving on to a new to the next movie that we're going to talk about is Vicky Kaushal's Sam Bahadur, which was actually directed by Meghna Gulzar. And it's like a long history lesson. So let's talk about it. What do you think about it, Doctor?
I after Animal, this was actually such a pleasant watch in the theaters. I was like, main kuch bhi dekh lungi, but just to like wipe that shit out of my brain. So I actually kind of liked it. I loved the uncanny resemblance that they managed to create. You're muted.
No. So
But
what I was trying to say to you was, I swear I watched them one after another. I saw Animal. My brain got fried. I swear to God, I had to literally get a wine, glass of wine, gulp it down, then get another glass. Then I went in to watch Sam Bahadur, and then I realized Sam Bahadur was like a history lesson. I felt I was reading a history lesson. It's extremely biopic.
it is a biopic, and it was for me, it was not jarring. It was a soothing watch. This is a guy, we know of his endeavors, we know how, we know of all the victories that he has brought to our nation. We know of his attitude, and he's a national hero. So I don't, it might be a little boring for some people, but I did not actually mind something slow after that shit ride that I saw a day ago, which was Animal. So I was like, ये बेटर है, ये चलता है मेरे को, ये धीरे धीरे चल रहा है, ये किसी की लाइफ की स्टोरी बता रही है, ये लाइफ अच्छे से लाइफ जीस बंदे ने. ही वॉज ब्राइट, ही वॉज प्रॉपर, गुड गुड, आई अप्रूव. लाइक यू नो,
So I have to tell you,
सी
like
आई टेल यू, लाइक यू
Kaushal
नो,
is
अंतरा इज अ वेरी बोरिंग पर्सन. अंतरा लाइक्स बोरिंग मूवीज. अंतरा लाइक्स बोरिंग हीरोज, यू नो, हु डू द राइट थिंग्स. And Anthra also likes Vicky Kaushal,
okay. So there's
so.
where everything full stops, because Andhra likes Vicky Kaushal a lot. Actually, Vicky is very good in the movie. I mean, Vicky's good in every movie. Vicky becomes the character. There is no, it doesn't be, it's not Vicky anymore. It is the character. And Vicky's so good at it, whether it's slapstick comedy or it's serious movies, like, you know, you saw Razi. Vicky was a very different character. You saw Lovebird Squarefoot, another Masaan, another character. I mean, then you see Mann Marzia. He is totally out of the park in Mann Marzia. And then there is this movie, which is actually it's very well researched, it's very well intentioned, very impeccably shot, very amazing actors. Vicky Kaushal, the way his body language is, he looks like an older person. He's
He
like,
looks like Sam Manekshaw. He looks like Sam
it's
Bhatt.
amazing. But what I thought was that the movie was so documentary. I mean, it was like a documentary. It wasn't like a biopic meant to be a movie. And you know, a guy, they take him through the four wars. He's a woman's man. He even called Indira Gandhi sweetie at one point in time. He was a character to regale. He was a character to congratulate and to celebrate. But where I think the movie missed me was the fact that it became too boring. It became like a documentary. It wasn't anchored like a documentary, but you know, the battle sequences, but whatever, it's too simple to be a engaging movie. It just went linear for me. There's no
Yeah,
There's no
I can
pulp in it.
see, I can see that. Yeah, I can see. They should have, like, you know, I think how they went, like, you're right, it went like in a documentary format from like जब से पैदा हुआ तब से तब तक मरा तब तक की सारी स्टोरी बता देते हैं. When it should have been like filmed in a different, you know, probably like filmed a little in a, like you said, in a non-linear way, maybe juxtapose the different wars that he has done.
Documentaries are supposed to inform us. Movies are supposed to engage us. There's a difference
Yeah.
between documentaries and
Maybe, no,
film.
what I'm saying, like, you know, maybe the war sequences could have been, there could have been a juxtaposition of those sequences where Sam in his like later wars, he's remembering what, like he's getting those flashbacks rather than going like a event A, B, C, D. It could have been like event C is going on and he's having those flashbacks of what he did, like event A mein kya hua, aisa hua, and then he learned something or ye aaya, and then
You know, the problem with
that could have.
biopics, the problem with biopics of people like Sam Bahadur is there's a lot of story to tell. But what a movie should do is it should pick up one pivotal aspect of your
Yeah.
life and then deep dive into that one pivotal aspect in terms of storytelling. Instead of just telling us everything, just tell us one thing. Tell us a
Yeah,
story about one thing.
pick, literally pick the 71 war and
And
just
let's just
go.
go from
And if
there.
you
We
want
don't need
to,
to, yeah, we don't need to know
yeah.
how he was born, how we don't need a documentary. We need to get engaged. And I think the 71 war
I
could have
think the
been
same,
greater.
I had the same issue. I understand what you're talking about. I had the same issue with Bhag Milkha Bhag. Even though they ended it at a high point with him winning that race in Pakistan, but There was a lot of movie before he even got into athletics, which was just, it was there, like, okay. So he ran from Pakistan, फिर उसको किसी लड़की से प्यार हो गया, फिर ये दूध पी रहा है, फिर ये मक्खन खा रहा है, एंड यू नो इट वाज सी, दोज आर ऑल इंटरेस्टिंग एनेक्डोट्स ऑफ समवन्स लाइफ व्हिच प्रोबेबली
So it could
देयर
have been,
ग्रैंड किड्स वुड एंजॉय.
without taking a lot from anyone, but look at how engaging that movie, that Siddharth Malhotra and Kiara Advani movie that Karan Johar made was. Right? It was the life of a soldier, but he really peppered it differently. He created a
Oh,
saga out of it, right? So
Shersha.
he created a saga out of it. What Meghna did over here was basically it was just a documentary style movie. And of course, I think she didn't want to appear anti-nationalistic, and I think she was treading on that, you know, the political scenario in India is very nationalist right now. So I think if she were to dramatize the fun anecdotes of Manisha's life, she just stayed there. But
This
you
would have been such a good web series instead.
it could have
You
been,
know, if
it
it was
would have
like,
been,
yeah,
yeah.
if they had broken it into like the three wars or the four wars and, you
And
know,
you know,
been like,
sometimes biopics need that momentum of fiction.
yeah.
Then you know, you have to visualize certain aspects to tell a good story. And I think that's where Meghna lost the script.
Yeah, I get it. And you know, I have had similar complaints with biopics. I actually like, that's why I actually like Mahendra Singh Dhoni in that aspect, because
Lovely
it
biopic. It
was,
was so well made. It was so well made.
yeah, it was literally, even they picked the highlights of his career, but you know, they stopped where they had to stop. They did not, because MSD is still living and he's still creating records. But they are not showing IPL. They're not showing. They're like, we'll pick one moment, the one pivotal. We'll pick the World Cup, and then that will be our climax. और हम लोग वहाँ पे एंड कर देंगे. और उससे पहले भी, ऑफ कोर्स उसकी लाइफ में बहुत कुछ हो रहा है. He's getting selected. He's losing his girlfriend. Then he's getting married. But you know the climax is that one scene. So that is how, you should know where to end it. You should know what to pick and show. So that, I think, yeah, that aspect was missing from the movie. That being said, I actually liked the movie.
Vicky
Probably
Kaushal
it was
is
an after
brilliant.
effect.
He's brilliant. You
Yeah,
have to
it
give
was
him that.
probably an after effect of like, you know, Animal, that I like, kuch bhi de do, I like it. So I liked it.
Absolutely. Well, that is it from us today at Red, White, and Brown.
Actually, I am in India and I watched Sam Bahadur with my parents, and they also liked it.
Oh,
And
nice.
like, you know, because they were there
During that
during
time.
the emergency period. Yeah, so they were like, yeah, he was that hero, he was that guy. So
Amazing.
I think that's another aspect to look at it. He's someone जिसके बारे में हमने बस सुना है इन हिस्ट्री बुक्स, बट माई पेरेंट्स आर द पीपल हु हैव ग्रोन लाइक, यू नो, ड्यूरिंग द टाइम ऑफ हिज एंडेवर्स. वो लोग, दे वर यंग, बट यू नो, दे हैव उस टाइम के, लाइक ही इज देयर धोनी. लेट्स से
Whoa,
आर किड्स
amazing.
वुड, फॉर आर किड्स धोनी विल बी अ, लाइक ही विल बी अ लोअर, बट वी सॉ व्हाट धोनी इज, वी आर सीइंग व्हाट ही इज. सो यू नो, दैट्स द डिफरेंस. So they have a different perspective and they really like that whole portrayal. They love the movie. Like, I liked the movie because it was like God, but they loved the movie because they were like, "Huh, yehi tha, yehi hua tha. This is what happened. This is what happened." So
Well,
they like it.
amazing, 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 amazing. And with that, we come to the end of our show for today. And tell us what you think about these movies. Tell us if you agree, you don't agree. We are a podcast run by fans. And if you want to be a part of our cast, make sure to write to us, and we can invite you to
Yeah.
have your own opinion. I think
I'm sure a lot of people,
have
animal is like a
polarized opinions.
blockbuster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I have read like, pretty good reviews, and I get it where those people are coming from a acting point of view, that the portrayal is brilliant, but it's the subject I have an issue with, so I couldn't even properly appreciate the portrayal because the
Well,
subject was so shitty.
that's it from us this week. We'll see you next week with more reviews and views, and let us know how you feel about our opinions, and we would love to hear more. And that with that said, this is Antar and Mira saying bye. Take care. We'll see
Bye.
you next week.